Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter Congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and was founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this 24th Sunday after Pentecost. As we continue into the last few weeks of the liturgical year, we expect rather dark prophecies. The end times, God's judgment on the world, is a recurring theme. Today we hear not of final condemnation, but a call to return to faith in God's promises. The reading from the prophet Amos calls the nation of Israel to more than works, not just sacrifice, but the need for faith. Amos was called not from a line of prophets, but as a common shepherd. His words are not always easy to understand, but the message of judgment is clear.
A reading from the fifth chapter of the prophet Amos. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord! Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your feasts, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fattened animals, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs, to the melody of your harps I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
St. Paul gives us today a very promising, very supportive picture of what our solid hope and promise of eternal life presents to us. There is no doubt that we will be called to our eternal resurrection life. The cry of command from the Lord Himself, the voice of an archangel, and the sound of the trumpet of God should be enough for everyone to know that the resurrection from death cannot be missed by any of the faithful. We need to hear St. Paul's closing words here. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
A reading from the fourth chapter of St. Paul's first letter to the church at Thessalonica. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
Lord,
our gospel reading for today, Jesus tells a parable warning each of us to be prepared, because the time for which we need to be ready is not known. Prepare for the wedding feast, bring your extra oil for your lamp, because the bridegroom may be delayed. But the wedding feast will be denied to you if you are not prepared to enter when the bridegroom has arrived.
A parable of Jesus from the 25th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.'"
Thank you for welcoming us into your home this morning to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you and your children to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Joyful Noise will resume on Thursday, November 16th at 5:30 p.m. This family evening will start with a child-friendly meal, followed by our Jesus time with some fun songs, and the evening will wrap up with some recess for the kids and a time to relax for the parents. Joyful Noise is a wonderful opportunity for the children to praise God with their voices and wiggles. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you and joining you in your faith journey.